I gotta sell my home.
Blog Talk Radio.
Here is singer, songwriter, podcaster, author, and at times actor, Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. You know, I've written a song called The Hollywood Dreams. Here it is. You know, it's important that I have dreams. It really is. Is that because I have dreams, it's not right for anyone to try to harass me or target me for them. Just as somebody said, they were jealous because they have ambitions to go to law school, or ambitions being a music instructor. My response is that's not good. They can make the efforts to do the same thing or make the efforts, just look in the mirror and make some effort at it, not be jealous. Jealous is a natural human emotion, but how you deal with it shows whether you're going to, shows the true character of a person. This person, unfortunately, has chose to do their jealousy to try to target and harass me, undermine my potential, target me. They don't want me to succeed in music. They don't want me to be successful. They want me to drop out of law school. They want me to give up on my music dreams. They want me to be hospitalized. They want me to lose my home. They want me to do very big negative things. That's a sociopath. A narcissist, that's somebody who hurt people directly or indirectly. Remember I told you that sociopaths don't always do bad things. They don't always commit physical crimes, you know, like attack people, hurt people physically or, you know, they can also hurt people mentally. Harassment, stalking, or obsessed, you know, stuff like that, threatened, you know, all kinds of things. So it's important that, you know, I stay away from sociopaths and narcissists. And, you know, I speak about the struggles of going for those dreams. You know, every day I wake up because I'm resting, you know. I don't know how long I'm going to be in law school. I might fail at law school. Who knows? It's very hard. I'm already struggling, so I'm trying the best I can. I really prefer to do music, but I didn't get that chance because I was tired after so many decades of doing it. And the sociopaths were happy because they said they don't like me trying to make it in the music industry. They want to hinder my potential, which shows their true character of being a very evil person. But it was all about just trying to undermine my progress, my mind. The other way they're trying to take my dream is trying to make me crazy, trying to undermine my mental health, but that's not going to happen. they have made statements. They're trying to make me just go bonkers and bonkers to the point where I could just lose it, and that's not going to happen. That's what sociopaths do. They're dangerous. But I didn't realize, you know, when I doing podcasts and doing music, that I would attract people with dangerous motives or people who are so the antithesis or so such the opposite of what I preach and what I aspire to. And when I say preach, I do not mean an actual preacher, because I'll never be a preacher. I mean what I really emphasize. Okay. Again, I will never be a priest or an actual preacher of a church. I'm a Buddhist, okay? And while I respect Christianity, I'm not a, you know. Well, anyway, back to what I was saying. It really is important that I talk about this, because I'm sure other people are doing this. That if you have dreams, stay away from the dream killer. The dream killers might come to you and target you. I do not know why these people who are not the type I want to hang out with, be around, and are so unhealthy mentally, physically, in every way. I have no attraction to these people. They keep coming around. Then I realized they said they were jealous. So they want to terrorize me because they're jealous. What I said before in podcasts, black on black crime is wrong. It is no excuse for an African-American person to target another African-American person who wants to succeed, but it happens all the time. While most African-Americans do not do that, I have experienced that indirectly with individuals who said, I don't hang out with my own people, I need to do this and do that. Black racism is wrong, just like white racism is wrong. Okay, we are all equal, colorblind. We need to live like that. I don't want to attract that type to me, but I have to be careful. I have to have the police department, or I have to have restraining order. I chose that I had to find another place. Call the police when it's necessary, so I can have a stability around me, so I can find a home where I don't have some crazy person yelling at me, oh, I don't like my own people, or they see me in the bathroom, using the bathroom, or some insane or crazy stuff that has nothing to do with reality, or is criminal in terms of obsession. It is wrong for anybody to try to hinder anyone's dreams, but these individuals, I don't know why. They have this portrayal of me as some counselor or some handicapped. I am not a counselor. I'm not going to be no mental health counselor. And they hang out at San Fernando Mental Health Center. Some of them said they're at the Wellness Center Cornerstone. Listen, I used to work there. I'm no longer there. I have no aspirations. I am not going to ever be unemployed there. Now when they said I need to be a client, they are out of their minds, out of touch with reality. I am not qualify because I'm high functioning, but at the same time, anyone who gets help, they should get help. There's nothing wrong with getting help. While most people who are diagnosed with mental illness, who are clients, are nonviolent, some have exhibited antisocial qualities like these people. These people do not understand reality. They should be checked by the police or something. Now, with the black-on-black crime situation, it is wrong. The black community must address it. It happens all the time. And that's why it undermines the whole black African-American community. When they harass and target other black people, you should let people live. Let me live. I like my black skin color, and I colorblind. Some of my heroes are African-American, like Dr. King or Barack Obama or something like that. But just because I'm black, I am not going to die for it. That means that I don't live by my skin color. I live by a colorblind society because we're all equal. We all should hang out with whoever we want. It doesn't matter what your color, skin, race, creed, color, race, origin, sexual orientation. It doesn't matter where you come from. We are all equal. If they see just skin color and target me, something is wrong with them. They're ignorant. You should not be coming and targeting me, but they do it anyway because they don't understand reality. They come from Compton or where they come from, South Central, where they see harassment and innocent African-Americans getting killed and harassed every day, and they think that's normal. That's not normal. They lived in the ghetto. They need to keep the behavior out of, keep it in the ghetto. They need to take the ghetto and clean it out of the crazy, of the dangerous people. I don't say that to be offensive, because most African-Americans are good and they're just as capable as the white and so on. And I know a lot of them will believe what I say. It is wrong for any African-American to be a perpetrator and hurt other African-Americans. It happens to me all the time. It happens to me all the time. It happens to me. We don't judge by color. And at the same tone with their mental illness, these African-American men and women, but also these white people, the white woman, white man, saying that this is a conservative area. They use the racial slur, racism, and so on. That's no excuse either. White racism is wrong, too. This is not a conservative area where I live. Everybody who's voted in this area is Democratic. It's been like this for a long time. I don't know what they say in a conservative area. They should move to another area if they want a conservative. If it was a conservative area, it would be voted Republican. You can look it up, just look it up on a computer, who's elected in this area. I have nothing against anybody. I have worked and dealt with people, whether they're liberal or conservative. It doesn't matter. I respect people of all beliefs. It has to be common sense. I don't want to deal with the mentally ill. I cannot believe I dealt with the mentally ill. These individuals lack a civilized situation. And because of their uncivilization and sociopathy, they may target me and question my mental health and try to undermine by spreading false allegations about me. That is why I keep away from negative people. It's just a sign they're just trying to want my dreams to take it away. They want to stop me from hindering me. If I wasn't trying to be anybody, they would never come around me. Well, I don't want the criminal to be attracted to me. I don't want the severe mentally ill to be attracted to me, and I don't want the ignorant to be attracted to me, but they come around anyway. And I don't want them around me, and there's no attraction. You know, it's really important that we need to see people beyond race, beyond color, beyond categories, because it is not where you're going to learn about how to be how to be wise and how to deal with people in this society or this world. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people, regardless of race, who still see people by their color, and that is why we have too many problems, because of ignorance. It's happening right now that racism still exists. You can see it in Ukraine. They wouldn't let the Africans go over to Poland. There's racism there. That was very sad in the midst of that. It's also very sad to see Ukraine be invaded by a dangerous, a mad person named Putin, who destroyed a Holocaust memorial. So that is a sign of how evil he is and a lack of respect. We can't let evil people in this world control the world, because they can really hurt a lot of people. And me on a smaller on a local situation, I do not want any person to target me. I try to respect all people around me, but the ignorant and the sociopaths have their own capacity to think. They hurt people. Just like the neighbor next door think I'm disturbed, or because I'm doing these podcasts, I'll say something wrong. That is not true. That is their opinion based on lies, ignorance, and possible sociopathy. Again, we cannot deal with people who are negative. We deal with positive. I like people of all colors and creeds and races. While my heroes are Dr. King, but my heroes, I have heroes that are John Lennon or Jimi Hendrix. Or I have heroes like I was into music, John Lennon, or I like Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam. I mean, I like it all. But then again, I like all kinds of philosophers and people. I like pop rock because I'm a musician. I want to make my dreams come true. I know that being in the industry and being an artist, I know, not just instinctively, and for me to be in the music industry, but also literally, I will always have to be colorblind. It's not only right, it is ethically, morally, spiritually right. But colorblind also means that I have to look at things fairly, that and face things and say things that are just truthful. I cannot cover it up. I cannot hide from the truth. I have to expose it because that's what I'm going through. While I am colorblind, it is no excuse for anybody, regardless of color, black, white, Latino or something, who perpetuate and hurt other people. I speak about black on black crime. The African American community need to deal with black on black crime. They need to. It happens a lot. If you deal with black on black crime, it will, and if it become more and more obsolete, it will increase the chances for African Americans to succeed in society, and you will see more African Americans advance. I believe it does have correlate to all to reason why some African Americans can't succeed, and makes other people think that stereotype that black people are dangerous. Again, as I said before, while we know and I know that most African American men and women are good and just as good as anybody. Because I'm African American, I know I'm just as good as anybody. We're just as good as anybody. We're just as much capable. Unfortunately, because being a minority, they have to stop. And in the ghettos, especially, it doesn't matter where it is in this country. Stop the black on black crime. At the same time, we must also deal with racism and other kinds of ignorance because it's still prevalent. It's prevalent. You've seen it. Unfortunately, when people are trying to cross into a country, you can also see it in American society at times, unfortunately. It has to stop. I get very concerned about going places or doing things because I don't want people to judge me by my color. But I also get concerned about going places or doing things because I don't want people to target me either. So, but it's about that I can't deal with the negativity. Because negative people will take away my dreams. I don't know why I'm still dealing with it. I need to stop it. I need to find a way to stop it. I need to find a way so I can continue to express this, and I will, to stop this. You know, I want to hang around people who are good, regardless where they come from. Hang around people who will treat me right, not tell me and hinder my potential. Because dreams are to be made for everybody, regardless where they are. And we all should see each other as equals, not try to make me or another person as a broken dream. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.